foggy.
You're listening to WGXC Acre. It's time for Clubhouse Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. I'm your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined by a very special guest,
aka JB.
And today, we got a great show for you. We're going to be going through some nice beatboxing talents, some rapping talents. We got some music picked out by yours truly. Want to say it one more time?
AKA JB.
And we will be right back after the news and weather.
Times Union, then on site. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Joshua Solomon reports into Times Union that on September 20th, Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill that allows any New Yorker to cast their vote by mail. Hochul said, and I quote, "It's finally time to allow people to vote by mail. Why not? What is so sinister? Why would this be attacked? What are you afraid of?" End quote. Representative Elise Stefanik leads a Republican lawsuit filed in the state Supreme Court of Albany September 20th against the measure. The lawsuit says the state's constitution only allows absentee voting in cases of not being in your registered county on election day or an illness or disability. Stefanik said, and I quote, "Kathy Hochul and extreme New York Democrats are trying to destroy what is left of election integrity in New York," end quote. But Hochul framed the issue differently, saying, and I quote, "There's a more sinister slow-motion insurrection going on, a little more under the surface, perhaps, than what we saw on January 6th. It's happening quietly in Republican legislatures all across the country. They're stripping away these rights. They're doing the exact opposite of what needs to happen," end quote. Voting by mail was used nationally throughout COVID-19 pandemic with few reports of any problems. The bill Hochul signed also expands same-day voter registration and requires officials at prisons to provide voting rights information when prisoners are released from incarceration. The new law also creates a penalty if an electoral college, elector, votes against the will of the people. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Merkel reports for Porcupine Soup that New York State Senator Michelle Henchy is definitely opposing Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation's proposal to add another dollar a day in cost to gas and electricity customers' bills. In a letter submitted to the Public Service Commission, which will approve or deny the price hike, Henchy said, and I quote, "Central Hudson should not be considered for a rate increase, especially while it's actively under investigation by the PSC for ongoing bill malfunctions. Attempting to resolve their shortcomings by burdening customers with higher rates is an unjust and unacceptable approach," end quote. Joe Halley, Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for Central Hudson, has said, and I quote, "We believe that this proposed rate plan is essential to address our infrastructure needs, recover from the impacts of COVID-19, and ensure that we can respond effectively to extreme weather events, which are occurring more frequently," end quote. The Public Service Commission is also investigating Central Hudson for bill practices the last several years. Henchy said, and I quote, "Hudson Valley residents still today face issues with inaccurate and inflated bills, large automatic withdrawals from their savings accounts after not receiving bills for many months, unclear and confusing bills, and others receiving multiple bills in 1 month. Until Central Hudson has resolved these issues with its billing system, a rate increase should not be an option on the table," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. New York State of Politics reports that Governor Kathy Hochul moved the state's presidential primary to April 2nd this year. No matter the date picked, it would likely conflict with a coming court date for the current leading Republican running for president, Donald Trump. A hush money criminal case could be going on in Manhattan, an election stealing case could be on in Georgia, and there are also two federal cases against the former president and two civil trials in New York. The Manhattan trial currently is scheduled to begin on March 25th. None of the other candidates for president face court dates that might conflict with their campaign schedule. And you can read the full story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Big DOA. Ka, 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 ka. Like, ka, ka, ka. Ka, ka, ka. Hey, ka, ka. Ba, ba. This is on my ass. Oh, everything that I ain't tap on the mark. I feel the way you get cut. Don't do some rock on me. Tryna talk, gotta that's tough. Hey, he ain't going nowhere. I'm wherever he run. You come. I'm a GBG baby, so till it's done. And I love it. You fun, I'ma turn him. Outside, no security. It's just me and my. I'm the king of New York, and I'm still outside making them run. I thought I won. Scuffed out in the Cardi. Cardi. In the Harvey. I like my cakes, I don't like them Bobby. They get active like Ricky and Marty. Tap your head. Rock got clapped, now he in the Molly. Bow, bow.
And I'm tough on myself, no, I don't need an army. God, God. See the line, so I'm packing the. Feeling the pressure, I'm. V210, I'm whacking the whip. Keep that up, but I'm faster with it. It get nasty, night. So do that, I get active with it. This is my ass. Everything dead, I ain't tapping them up. Feel the way you get caught up. Don't do some rock on me. Fast talk, got a. That's tough. Hey, he ain't going nowhere. I'm wherever he run. Who gon' buy? I'm a GBG baby, so till it's done. And I love it. You run, I'm a ton of me. Outside, no security. This is me and my. I'm the king of New York, and I'm still outside making them run. That's what I want.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre Catskill Hudson, and on the Wavefront website, wavefront.org. I'm your host today, DJ Cola, and I'm joined by a special guest.
A.K.A. JB.
And today, we got a great show. We're going to watch some cartoon beatbox battles, and we're also going to talk about the school district, because we've talked about our opinions on school before, but, you know, let's get an opinion on the youth in school. You know, let's hear it from somebody who's going through the system right now, because everybody's voice matters, including the youth. So I just wanted to say, if you do want to give us your own input, if you disagree, if you agree, just make sure to do it respectfully at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. ourtownourtruth, and R as in O-U-R, because it's just as much your show as it is ours. So what is your overall, in one word, if you could describe your experience with school, how would it be?
Fun.
Fun?
Yes.
I'm very glad, you know, a lot of people would have a negative perception. You want to talk about what parts you find fun?
Definitely recess, PE. We do fun games like soccer.
Yeah.
Recess, very fun. Football, soccer, wiffle ball, and yeah, that's it.
So yeah, you like the extracurricular activities.
Yes.
Would you say you have learned anything that would be useful in real life?
Not really.
What have you been spending time learning?
Mostly math. Math is one of my top kind of perspectives.
Algebra?
Not really. No. Algebra is not my thing, but.
So, the math you're taking, is it like unit rates, proportionality?
Yeah, like integers and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like
slope yet?
Nah. Okay. I don't think we ever did that yet.
So, if you could pick one thing they would actually teach you for life, whether it be finding a job, like, what's something that you're kind of in the dark on because adults don't really realize that kids need it?
Oh, it's kind of hard to say, but just do your best. Just do your best. If you don't try, just do your best. Listen to your parents' words.
I like that. That's super wise. Hearing that from youth really just gives us some inspiration for the next generation. Because sometimes looking at some people, I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
But some people looking at our youth, it's like, you know, this might be. And then there's some people like you who are looking at it and you're like, you know, sometimes it will be good.
It'll be hard and good sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. And on the hourly weather forecast today, since there was no news audio for me to play,
sad.
I just want to say, today we're looking at a 68 degrees, partly cloudy. Feels like 68 too, so you know, you're feeling like the actual temperature. You got some winds coming from the southeast at 3 miles per hour, 60% humidity, a UV index, 0 out of 11. Cloud cover, you got 37%. I don't know what. Yeah, so partly cloudy, not really though. No rain so far, and it's looking like it's not gonna rain tonight or tomorrow
till 11 a.m.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah. We're looking at a slight chance of rain, and if it doesn't start at 11 a.m., it's gonna probably start a little bit later. But besides that, you're looking at a high of 59 and a low of 54. You're gonna have a few showers. And it's going to be kind of like that on Sunday, too. Some showers, a chance. You know, you might get lucky. It's going to be windy. we're finally really getting into fall, so you're going to want to pack a sweater. It's going to have a high of, it's looking like 63 at 2 p.m., and that is the weather for today. But, yeah, without further ado, we're going to play into some content that the our guest has picked out for us. And this is Clean, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt so. Talking and... Guys, it's Verbal Ace, beatboxer from
I'm gonna let
space.
Him introduce it.
I just
it.
Want to say thank you so much for supporting my channel. Before we begin with this episode, make sure you click that subscribe button and turn on that notification bell so you'll be the first to know when I post some brand new videos. Thanks again. And
I am going to give a shout out to his channel, Verbal Ace, V-E-R-B-A-L-A-S-E. Because, you know, you gotta give a shout out to your original content creator. Because they're super creative. Yeah, you wanna give your thoughts?
And he's very good at beatbox.
Yeah.
He's been doing this for years.
Oh, that's right.
So, when did you find his channel?
I found this probably a while ago, probably like 2020, about COVID time, about vaccine.
Yeah, I feel you. During COVID, there's not much to do, so I was kind of on my arc of finding stuff too. I get you. What are some of your favorites?
As the beatbox channels.
Yeah.
Dark Side vs. Thanos, mostly one of the best. Black Panther and Batman.
Okay. And you want to give a description for anybody who doesn't know exactly what the content is?
So this is a content of this guy making beatbox battles of different characters like Batman, Thanos, Darkseid, Black Panther, Patrick.
So you just got the whole side of content. You know, I got something for you. I don't think I showed you this yet, so we're going to get your live reaction. In this corner, weighing in a star while there, 985 pounds, and oh my god, imagine weighing that much.
Weighing that much is a little bit too, I'm not going to be rude to the people, but weighing that much
no, but like being that tall too, like you're 8 feet though. Like imagine being 8 feet and like 900 pounds, like just being,
nine,
like being like a giant, a literal
yeah,
giant, like Darkseid.
Yeah.
Like he's fictionally big, like a literal titan. Pun unintended.
It's mostly like mostly Thanos too. Like he's big, but he don't weigh too much. But he's big. He can create mostly. He can throw worlds and galaxies. And
oh yeah, no. So these are literally two giants. They're like 8 feet.
Yeah, eight. Thanos is.
Nah, that's 8 foot crazy. Oh, we got an ad. No free advertisements. Right. You
nope.
Gotta pay. The mental health.
Gotta pay for that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that. And a
height of 8 foot 9 inches. Yeah. Like,
8 foot 9 is crazy.
Imagine being like over like 1,500 pound giant 9 feet tall walking around. I'm a little more nervous that he's here. He is the God. What we got here too is a wheel of fictional characters, and we can see who would win in a fight out of all of this. And we got people like Goku, Vegeta. We got people like Thanos. We got Ben 10, Mario, Mega Man, stuff like that.
Do you want to start it?
Yeah, do you want to do that, or do we want to, we can have this playing as like some background music.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So, since they have their verses, you know, we're going to have that. We're going to skip to the beatboxing battle, itself, because it is right? Some real nice.
Yeah.
Oh, this is perfect, intense music for a battle.
Yes. Big time.
So, spin.
Spinny.
You got that nice spin sound? And would you like to announce who the first person is fighting?
Superman.
Ooh. Superman. It's going to be tough for his opponent. I don't know. We got people like
Superman
Thor.
Versus Ant-Man? Obviously, Ant-Man got the tallest because he has this thing that he can make him tall and big. But Superman has flying abilities and he's very strong, so I would believe Superman would probably win this fight.
Yeah, I think Superman wins too. I think the only way Ant-Man wins, if he goes so tiny, Superman can't get him and like maybe went inside of his nose and then like expanded.
Yeah.
But nah, Superman wins. And we also have
it's by Thanos.
Shut up.
You have Goku in here? We do got Goku. Wow, I almost wanted to give us Superman again.
Who is this?
So, Ditto, I'm going to introduce you. You know Pokemon, right?
Yeah, I'm not really a Pokemon guy, but...
Yeah, yeah. So, any of the strongest Pokemon, he could just transform into them. So, think of the strongest Pokemon you know. We could use that instead.
Charizard.
So, what we got?
Like, mostly the most iconic Pikachu.
And what's good is Ditto can transform into Charizard, so that's a Charizard versus...
Batman?
Ooh, that's a good fight.
It is?
I want to hear your opinion. Yeah, who do you think would win, Charizard or Batman?
Charizard got fire breathing, and Batman got... It's hard to say, but... He has a grappler and... Let's see, he got a lot of more stuff. And, like, you can't really see him through the darkness because he has a lot of... He has a black mask and...
I feel like his suit would be fire-resistant, no?
Personally, I don't know. But as Charizard, he is big and he can fly, so...
Yeah, his suit is strongly resistant to fire.
So probably...
Batman can't fly.
Batman's the only thing that's the one problem with Batman. He can't fly.
Let's be honest. If Batman was a Pokemon, he can't fly. He'd be like a fighting type. He'd be a fighting
type. He's a fighting mostly person, so I would go with Batman, though.
But the thing is, fighting is weak to flying types in Pokemon.
Yeah, but there's a lot of, like...
Yeah, I think Batman would
win. I feel like Batman would win because, like, just to let you know, the Pokemon character can turn into anything, so... Pikachu, or anything like that.
Yeah, any of the Pokemon.
It
but Batman,
be Batman,
I feel like he could catch it, literally.
He could.
In Pokemon, you catch it. Batman's super smart. He could probably use that knowledge.
I want to see the Flash in here.
So I think what would happen... Oh, yeah, Flash is in here. You want to just say the Flash and then spin who he's fighting?
No.
Okay, okay.
That's kind of... Sonic. He's short, but he's fast.
Yeah, he's fast.
He's short, but he's
fast. Oh, you know what would be cool if we got Sonic versus Flash?
That would have been cool. Kung Fu Panda? Obviously Sonic.
Do you think so?
Personally, for me, he got the speed. So if Kung Fu Panda tries to hit him, obviously... And Goku has... I mean, not Goku. Sonic has his... I don't know what to call it, but he has his power where, like... He's very fast.
Supersonic,
and he's very strong at the point.
Yeah.
I feel like Kung Fu Panda will lose to Sonic.
Take a second to show you Kung Fu Panda. They both got a transformation.
Yeah, but Kung Fu Panda is very big, but Kung Fu Panda is strong at the same
point. Yeah, that's the thing. It kind of reflects attacks. I want to show you...
Well, Sonic got the more speed, so he won't be able to hit him like that.
I want to show you the Dragon Warrior scene, where he, it's like he goes Super Saiyan 2, so I just wanted to show you.
Oh, if you're saying about Super Saiyan 2, then obviously Kung Fu
Once
Panda would obviously win that.
Organized.
It's not exactly Super Saiyan, but you know how Sonic kind of goes Super Saiyan in one of his forms?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
I don't know, man, that's a hard one. Bro, what? This first intro is crazy.
Turns out. I'm all of them.
Bro summons a dragon.
Oh, so it's kind of like Dragon Ball Z because he can summon a dragon.
He kind of like Dragon Ball Z. He's flying too. He's unlocked flight like Dragon Ball Z.
Oh.
So.
I don't know. That's a close
Sonic one. Can't fly.
Sonic can run though. Oh
he
yeah.
He can probably run on air.
It's hard. It's hard between that.
Yeah. Look at that, though. He going fast, too. You can't
deny
that.
I think Kung Fu Panda won this one. If it's just the original Kung Fu Panda, then obviously Sonic won in that. But this kind of Kung Fu Panda... Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel Kung Fu Panda.
But what about... See, I'm on both sides here equally because I want to hear the youth's voices. But you got this, too.
Yeah, I don't see the full video of him, like, he's, like, going, like, Goku kind of.
Yeah. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Got you. So, for those of you who can't see, you want to give a visual description of what was just happening.
So this guy, it's like, his name's Eggman, but it's not really his actual name, but his nickname is called Eggman. And, he didn't kill Sonic, but Sonic kind of didn't wake up. And then he turns, like, kind of Super Saiyan because, and then he fights the guy. And he can knock out the robot because how small he is. Mm-hmm. But
he can fly, and he's fighting against a giant robot. See, that's pretty tough.
See, and he just stopped it with one hand. Like, that's so obviously...
He can stop a giant robot with one hand. So do you think he could... That's a giant robot. That's bigger than the dragon. He could probably stop the dragon with one hand.
I don't know. That's hard. I think if you're talking about, like, the Super Sonic... But I feel like... I don't know. That's a hard one.
Right? So you want to go into one more before we play a song and get into the news update?
Yes.
All right. For you, those of you listening at home, one more time, I'm going to tell you while I spin the wheel. 3, 2, 1. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I beat the wheel. Let's go. And we got Naruto.
Naruto.
You know Naruto?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's cool.
Naruto versus...
Naruto.
Naruto.
Yes.
My bad. I mispronounce things a lot.
Is that right? Darth Vader.
I'm going to ask you. You can be the decider of this. Does Darth Vader has his troops? Does he have stormtroopers?
I mean, it would if it had Darth Vader with and stormtroopers, then yes. But without it, then it's just Darth Vader.
Okay, so we just got Darth Vader. I want to hear your thoughts.
Darth Vader got the Force, and he can probably choke you with his hands by the Force, Force. But Naruto has the quickness, and he is very fast, and he can teleport, so he won't be, you know, he doesn't know where Naruto is gonna go exactly. He can go behind him, in front of him, and Naruto is very strong.
Yeah. I think Naruto can also win this.
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
So with that being said, I'm going to go into a list, and I'm going to let you pick out a song for everybody to listen to, if you know any of these. If not, we can go into some of the other playlists.
Let's see.
Big playlist.
All right, we can do that then.
First song you see that you want.
These are some hard ones. I got some nice ones here, though. I can't believe that's Minecraft.
Yep, some background music. That's the thing about this show. Is if you want to take over, I'm going to say this live to you. This might potentially be the next host of Clubhouse Radio. And for those of you listening at home, you want to explain what Clubhouse is?
Clubhouse is a very fun thing to go. They talk about what happens, or you tell them what happens and what's going on with your life or anything like that. It's a clubhouse where you go watch TV, free food, free snacks, or anything you want. Clubhouse is a very fun place to go.
You heard it here first, folks. So Clubhouse is located on 455 Main Street in Catskill. We also have a location in Hudson on 11 Warren Street. And one more time, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And I'm going to play you into the news update.
WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that at an online public hearing September 20th, local citizens were united against proposed rate increases from Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. Melanie Crouch of Hyde Park, who is disabled, said, and I quote, "If these gas rates happen, I have nowhere else to cut," end quote. Pat Pelicano had a different complaint, saying, and I quote, "My bills are delayed for months," end quote. Rosemary DeCrutz of Poughkeepsie said, and I quote, "We should not be rewarding a company that can't do the bare minimum of giving an accurate bill," end quote. Central Hudson wants a 1-year 16% jump in delivery rate for electricity and 19% for gas. They say that would add $1 a day to the typical electric customer and $1 a day to natural gas customers. The Public Service Commission has promised in-person hearings on the rate hikes, but none have been scheduled at this time. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Deanna Garcia reports in New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul was crowing September 20th about the Biden administration's announcement that it was granting temporary protective status to expedite work permits for hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans who are already in the country. Hochul said it is, and I quote, an important first step, end quote, for her request to get expedited work status for all migrants. And I quote, we have all been working so hard to persuade the White House that these individuals who came to this country and are living in New York City shelters don't have to. They came here to work, end quote. Right now, migrants can't work in the U.S. for 180 days, but Hochul wants that number reduced to 30. Hochul said, and I quote, we have to have more workers, and this is going to be a very, very positive development for our state's economy, for these individuals, and our desire to start not opening more shelters, but starting to shut down shelters, end quote. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Michael Mahan reports for News 10 that Hudson police officials launched a widespread search for missing resident Robert Coons on September 21st. Coons was first reported missing on July 13th and was last seen on July 9th at around 10:30 a.m. The search includes Hudson Police, the New York State Police, Columbia County Sheriff's Office, New York State Forest Rangers, Amtrak police personnel, canines, and aviation units. Anyone with information about Coons' whereabouts should call 518-828-9900. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Dear God, please hear me out. I know it's been a couple years since I've reached out and said hello. I bet you're wondering why I keep obsessing on and stressing all the little things when I should be living life and soaking up the memory. I know I've been selfish. I have no excuse to give you. It's true. Hanging by a thread's how I live. I don't know why, but feel more comfortable living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped. I was happy, yeah. Been this way so long, it feels like something's off when I'm not depressed. I got some issues that I won't address. I got some baggage I ain't open yet. I got some demons I should put to rest. I got some traumas that I can't forget. I got some phone calls I've been avoiding. Some family members I don't really connect with. Some things I said I wish I would have not let slip. Some hurtful words that never should have left my lips. Some bridges burned, I'm not ready to rebuild yet. Some insecurities I haven't dealt with yet. I'll be the first to admit that I'm a lonely soul, and the last to admit I need a hand to hold. Losing hope, headed down a dangerous road. Strange, I know, but I feel most at home when I'm living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully happy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. I am your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
A.K.A. JB.
And we are living life today. We're living good. We were just playing some Dark Side vs. Thanos cartoon beatbox battles. We were talking about school a little bit, and I'm going to have to ask you, how's being on radio so far?
Feels good. It gets scary at the first part, because talking to everybody, it gets you a little shaky.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of, like, it feels embarrassing talking to everybody if you mess up or anything like that. But, like, when you get used to it...
Yeah, right? Isn't it kind of fun? So, would you like to go to the fictional character wheel? That's one of our options. We can do anything you would like, if you have any ideas, too.
It's up to you. You're the host.
Okay, so we are going to spin the wheel, and we're going to get some background music, too. What's another really good cartoon beatbox battle you'd like?
Black Panther and Batman.
Black Panther versus Batman. So, since this is a good matching up theme, I'm going to explain what both of those are real quick. Or, you know what? Actually, I'm going to let our guest explain what both of them are. So, first, we're going to explain... this lovely creator's content. His name is Verbal Ace. This is picked out by our guest. Verbal Ace, as in V-E-R-B-A-L-A-S-E. And he is on YouTube, and he does...
beatbox battles.
So he just picks a bunch of different characters from a bunch of different franchises. And today, he has...
Black Panther versus Batman.
So we're gonna... listen to it a little bit coming in.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another exciting round of the Cartoon Beatbox Battles.
And since they picked out our matchup, we got Black Panther versus Batman. Who do you think would win in a fight?
In a fight, personally, I would choose Black Panther because...
Me too.
He has this thing where he can protect his body from being injured or anything. And he can climb a wall.
Yeah. You know how, like... I'm going to try to explain one of his powers. You know how you can move your body around, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know how sometimes some parts of your body you can't move, like your back, you can't really, like, move the middle of it. He has heightened ability to move any part of his body. Like, he can move any part.
And he can, like, itch his back. I also want to thank without having to do this or... for bringing me my chimichangas.
So, yeah, we're just going to... I'm going to have you explain what's going on here for the content, since they can't see.
Okay. You want me to do it with the Deadpool?
I'll show you too easy. And here we go again. Please stand by.
Sorry about that. We had a little
and while that's going, we're gonna have that. Today's battle's between another nice two characters beatboxing with a lot of similarities. They're both skilled in multiple styles of martial arts. They both have a secret high-tech base.
Yeah,
go for it.
Have a lot of money, and they're
gonna hook a brother up. Okay. Oh yeah.
In this corner, weighing 185 pounds.
So this is Black Panther, 185 pounds, 6 foot. He has speed and strength.
He can take bullets.
He can take bullets to his chest, his back, anywhere. It'll be overprotected. Wakanda forever. R.I.P.
I think I could say T'Challa. In this corner, weighing 210 pounds.
T'Challa.
And a height of 6 foot 2
this
inches.
This is Batman, 210 pounds, 6 foot 2.
They're both built. Oh, my God.
Do I have to read all this? you can't hide because he's a master detective with over 10 styles of martial arts training. He strikes fear into all those who oppose him. He is vengeance. He is the knight. He is Batman. What? You're too dramatic. You're not dramatic enough. I don't need to be. But I'm going to be by starting the battle. Are you guys ready? Beatbox!
So now
beatbox
you're
battle!
Get into it.
So Black Panther is, I'm not gonna spoil
Black
it, but
you're going
he's
up
gonna
first.
Do.
Usually
he's
the
gonna roast.
Before the king.
Batman,
okay,
and he's gonna like
go.
Do like
in
some
three,
Michael Jackson.
Two,
one of his songs.
Go!
In Wakanda, They know how to party in Wakanda.
If you're just tuning in, this is Clubhouse Radio broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. I am your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with a guest,
a.k.a. JP.
And he picked out some cartoon beatbox battles where there's fictional characters that get in like a rap battle, but it's beatboxing.
Yep, and he's doing the Michael Jackson move.
Ooh, Annie, are you okay?
Little background. What is that, man? What is that, man? And you make the people suffer from the bad life because they can't dive. Are we bringing little bad toys? What is that, boys?
You have the foresight of watching this. Who do you think does better?
As a fight?
Just in the rap battle, the beatbox battle.
Well, we gotta wait till Batman goes too.
Okay. So,
I did watch this a million times, so.
We're gonna have him in the background. And would you like to describe this?
This is the spin wheel of characters, fictional characters, like somebody versus somebody in a fight.
Yeah, and we spin the wheel. We got a bunch of characters from DC to animes to Marvel to cartoons. So, I'm gonna let you press the button.
That sounded
this one right
amazing.
Here.
It was too soft. It's either go hard or go home.
You're so, the one going home today. It's a little hard to hear. It's spinning.
Never mind, Batman. Never
and
mind.
We have.
But if you want to get some vengeance, you can do it now in 3, 2, 1.
Every
serial mascot. So we got people like Lucky Charms, all the serial mascots. You got Tony the Tiger. You got to fight an entire tiger. So, you know, fictional characters include marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Not, ooh, Batman's coming in. Let's take a second to go into this. Want to describe what's going on to our audience?
Mm-hmm. So, Batman is dissing Black Panther, and he's talking about him like cat toys because it's Black Panther, and he kind of like his ears and nails are like kind of like our cat, a cat.
That's fire, and I want to add. He is getting some rapping in here. Not only is he beatboxing, this person is super talented.
I don't know how he does it. I'm about to make you a piece of poop and about to be a
real lose. Just can't know how to really be. And this is something our youth picked out for us to listen to. Optimus Prime versus every serial mascot.
Optimus Prime.
You really think so? Oh, would you like to describe who has joined us?
Robin.
We're doing some multitasking here. We're going to keep this in the background. We're going to turn this down a little bit.
Yep.
And we're going to move to the wheel so we can talk about this a little more. So, the wheel of fictional characters, he explained it. I'll get a little bit more into it. It's a spinny-spin wheel. You're going to hear the sound of a spin. And it picks a random character from fiction, whether it be SpongeBob, whether it be Batman, whether it be Superman, whether it be Goku.
Or any of your favorite characters.
And we're going to see who would win in a fight.
He put Vegeta.
We got... Ooh!
Joker.
We got the Joker.
The Joker is the first victim.
The victim?
Not victim.
No, he might be a victim depending on who he fights. If he gets Batman, he's going to be a victim. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Let's see. So we have Joker. It's spinning.
Mike Tyson.
Mike I guess Tyson? Not all of them are fictional. So I want to hear your thoughts. Who would win, Joker or Mike Tyson?
If you're talking about a boxing ring...
How do you think they fight? What's the most likely situation Mike Tyson and Joker fight? Let's say it's on the street. Joker
on the street?
It's on the street. Joker is robbing Mike Tyson's cousin, and Mike Tyson comes in to help. That's the angle we're going.
Mike Tyson, so it's kind of like his pet pigeon. Like, his pet pigeon died, and he got angry. So, like, in the next fight, he kind of knocked out his opponent in the first round. So I feel like it's between hard because if Joker has weapons, if we count weapons, we're not.
It's on the street, so he probably does. But Mike Tyson could have weapons too.
Oh
Mike Tyson uses his fist because he's very strong.
Mike Tyson does have a quote, "Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face."
Yes. And Mike Tyson,
even
he's
if Joker
quick.
Did have a weapon, he's not really built. A lot of times, and when it's animated, especially, he's shown as a lengthy dude.
Yeah, but you also got other characters too as joining. You can have Muhammad Ali or anything like that.
Oh no. Oh, okay. So we are wrong. We are wrong. So I am wrong.
Mike Tyson is 5'11".
So Joker is 6 foot and 200 pounds. Mike Tyson height and weight.
But
he's 220. So he does have the weight advantage, and that's muscle.
Muhammad Ali, I mean.
You want to throw in Muhammad Ali too? Since
he has
weapons.
Not really, because.
Right.
I feel Mike Tyson. If it was in a ring but no weapons, it would obviously be Mike Tyson. But as a street, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Streets are tough.
And I just want to give a little disclaimer to everybody listening on Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. These are fictional characters. We do not condone any fight at all. Unless it is, like, actually prepared, like Mike Tyson would do. But it's got to be consensual. You got to do it through the legal system. You got to say, hey, I want to box you. Don't go out beating people up, okay?
Yes.
We're talking about Superman here. You can't fly. Don't do anything shown here. I just want to give that as a disclaimer. We're not encouraging youth to fight. We're encouraging youth to watch cartoons that they like.
Mm-hmm.
So with that little disclaimer being said, we have... Ooh.
Superman again.
No. That's Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Let's talk about Spider-Man's abilities.
Do you want he has a new suit, too. Mm.
You
want
to give him the new suit?
Well, he does have a new suit. I think it's Endgame It was like Endgame, but they didn't have a group or anything like that. So.
Right.
Spider-Man did have a, he has, it's kind of like, he's like a, I mean, he is Spider-Man, but,
Take him with this. You don't know him. I don't know him. So.
He has things on his back. It's like spider legs, but it's also weapons, so he can, he can hold into things, and he has, webs, so he can probably shoot you with the webs, and...
Spider-Man versus Raven. So this is a completely generated wheel. Randomly generated, sorry. Misspoke. But we're not picking who's fighting, but we're picking who's going to win. We're going to say our opinions, specifically our youth. I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with a nice youth who goes to Clubhouse here.
A.K.A. JP.
And would you like to describe what Clubhouse is? I like to kind of call it kind of like a community center. It's not officially one. It's called a drop-in center, but... Yeah. Would you like to tell us what we have?
We have TV, free food. If you go to school and then, like, when you're done with school, you can stop by here, hang out with Noah, who's our host. Very cool. He will talk about mostly Dragon Ball Z, Goku, Vegeta, or anything like that. You can go on, you can go to movie theaters, Six Flags, or anything like that. You can go to, the mall when you plan it.
And this is all funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Big shout out to them. You could even come on radio with us. You could literally do radio with us. I just want to say that. And we are located in Catskill on 455 Main Street and in Hudson on 11 Warren Street. We got one. For both counties. There's some a little bit further out, but since our channel broadcasts to Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, we're going to focus on Catskill and Hudson.
It's going to be 20 minutes away, about 30, 25.
And we already have 10 minutes left in the show. How time flies. Yeah, it's 6:50.
Damn.
So with that being said, would you like to spin the wheel?
Yep.
This button right
see
here.
See if it wants quick.
This one.
Oh.
There we go. So...
See who we got.
You know Steven Universe?
I do. He's from a cartoon, actually. He's funny.
Perfect.
I don't really watch him that much, though.
Want to do a different one?
If you want to.
Okay. So that's the beauty about this wheel. If we get something that isn't the best, we can just do a nice respin. Ooh, did you watch Adventure Time?
Nope.
So Finn and Jake from Adventure Time, shout out to Adventure Time, but we gotta make sure we get one that everybody knows.
Robin? Ooh, wait, you bring all the, did you bring all the,
Yeah, I got all the Teen Titans.
I used to watch that when I was younger, man. Probably like my favorite. It never changed.
Who's your favorite character?
Cyborg.
So, we're gonna do Robin versus Cyborg then.
Obviously Cyborg.
You really think so?
What does Robin have and what Cyborg doesn't?
I mean, good point. You kind of have a good point. I can't refute that. So with that being said,
Cyborg
wins. And now we're going to do Beast Boy versus... got him.
Thanos? We never got Thanos.
No, we didn't get Thanos.
Beast Boy and Thanos? Obviously Thanos. He can create... He doesn't create the universe, but he can...
Yeah, he's strong.
He can hold every planet with his fingers.
Yeah.
He's going to, probably erase half of the people in the world with his fingers.
So, since he has kind of got an army, too, we're going to make it a little bit more fair. We're going to do Thanos versus all of the Teen Titans.
All the Teen Titans? It's still Thanos. I mean, he's a lot bigger, stronger, create universe. And he can, have planets... Throwing at him.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So, with there being 8 minutes left in the show, we're gonna play you into a song. Would you like to play any music?
Anything for you. You're the host.
Okay, so we're gonna go into a little bit song. A little bit of a song. You know, Friday Jitters. You know, it's been a long day. I just wanna say shout out to Friday.
Shout out to next Friday, too.
Yeah, although that one might be rainy.
It's going to be my birthday, though.
Yeah. You know, you want to do something for Clubhouse? You want to do a little celebration here? It doesn't have to be on the day. You could have, a party. We could get you a cake.
I can do that.
So, you know, I just want to say, Clubhouse is super cool. We have some youth here. I'm also a youth. I'm only 17. I'm not afraid to say that because Clubhouse is so awesome for giving me the resource to run the show by myself and have youth on.
I'm 11, too, so I'm pretty young to do broadcast.
So we're getting, these kids some career options early. We have food. We have snacks. You can go on the radio if you would like. And, you know, if you want to have a birthday party, we could do that, too, since, you know, his birthday is coming up this Friday. That's pretty cool.
Next Friday.
Thank you. Sorry. I know I said something wrong. I corrected myself, or I was trying to, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And just so everybody knows, you know, I want to make sure you know, too. This is his first time doing it, and he's awesome. He's awesome at it.
Thank you.
I didn't do this at 12. I did this older, and I was also super, super scared. So the fact that he can get on, I just want to say, if you're at home, if you're listening in your car, if you're living your life, just take a minute to appreciate him coming on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. And with that being said... You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. So, you're in your car, or you're at home. You might be making a burrito. I don't know if you're making a burrito in your microwave. Yeah, in your microwave. You can see in the microwave time, it's 6:53.
Yes.
And if you're driving and you can't look at the time, stay on the road, you know, stay.
Pay attention to the road.
Thank you.
Don't go on your phone.
Exactly. We'll tell you the time for you. It's 6:54, and we have 6 minutes left, so we're going to use it to talk about the sports season in our schools. We're broadcasting to Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, and we're going to be talking about some Catskill schools. How has Catskill sports been?
Same with sport?
Oh, I mean... Sorry, I should have clarified. See, my brain is... The audience doesn't know this. See, look how professional he is. A lot of Clubhouse is going to a football game. So my mind is on football just because there's so much talking.
Today, actually,
Yeah. So that's why my brain kind of just associated sports with football immediately. American football, by the way. But you're in America. We're not broadcasting to Britain. unless on the website. And if you're listening from Britain, shout out to you. You know, if you could say anything to youth that would have a chance to but are scared, what would you say?
About sports or just
anything?
Well, if you're scared about anything, like probably maybe like a talent show or broadcasting or playing sports, just don't be scared. It's the number one thing. Just don't be scared. Be positive.
Mm-hmm.
Never be negative.
I really like that, words to follow by. There's this thing, too. It's called manifestation. I'm going to explain it to you a little bit shortly here. But it's if you expect a bunch of negative things to happen, you're going to be focusing on only the negative, and you can't pay attention to the positive things. Yeah,
and I want to say one thing. We did have a modified game yesterday. We kind of lost. Shout out to my boy Jaden. He's currently in the hospital right now.
Ooh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I hope
he gets better soon.
Thank you. He got trucked by a 250-pound kid, probably 5'8", that's messed up.
I'm sorry.
His upper back is probably broken.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
And there's this one kid from the other team that we played against. We played against Chatham, one of the best teams from last year. Mm-hmm. This kid from the other team, he stood up and then fell right back down. His legs Ooh. Weren't working. He couldn't do anything. We had to stay there probably about like five minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably like one of the worst games to ever imagine.
One of
our quarterbacks, his collarbone is messed up.
I want to say, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm not discrediting anything anybody went through. I'm so sorry they have their own struggles. But I also want to say, there is a positive in the negative, because even every loss is a learning experience. Let's talk about something I was bad at, for example. You can share, too, if you would like. I could understand you don't want to share something you're bad at, too. That's totally fine.
I mean, I can share anything. I was bad at baseball at the first part.
Exactly.
Even my own coach. I was playing Little League. I don't know why, but I was playing Little League. I couldn't pitch. I couldn't hit or anything. But then, like, in a few games, I got better at pitching and hitting. Pitching, I was probably one of the best teammates at pitching. I never kind of messed up. Probably strike out 6 people. Football, I was pretty bad at too, but then when I got used to it, I started setting up my own cone since I was 4.
Exactly. So every loss you have, those of you listening at home, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Catskill and Hudson. And I am joined with
AKA JB, AKA Jerome, or LJ.
We're gonna play into a song, unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
Mm-mm.
No, you're good?
Just let people enjoy life.
I love that. So I want to give a big shout out to our youth here. This is his first time ever doing radio. He's a natural, you know. But before I make his head a little too big here, we're gonna go into a K-Flock song, because I heard you play some K-Flock earlier. You picked out a good K-Flock. I know you like him, so I'm going to pick out some music you like.
Yep, we got 2 minutes left, too.
And that's a 2-minute song.
Oh, perfect.
Welcome to the
Descent. Oh, these ads.
La, 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 la.
You don't want to hear these.
Exactly. No free advertisement. The only people that get advertisement is wavefarm.org for hosting us on 90.7 FM. And the clubhouse itself, which is funded by Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And with that being said, we are going to be playing to you into a song. Loved by a lot of people at our clubhouse. A lot of people like K-Flock here. And our youth picked out K-Flock as an artist earlier. So yeah, without further ado.
I'm a 300, that's just some flockers. Like who hotter? Top shotters. Hoodied up, dread down like a roster. I'ma stay hang out the beach on a flocker. Pop em, cowboy. Everything out the, we gon' hop em. Boy, hop out with the, tryna chop em. Fuck a boy, we spit for a week. Stop a K, only spit for a beast. Got a little th-